Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Super excited about today's episode because it's all about me. Actually, what we're going to be going through is this is a unique episode where we're going to be doing this on audio and video. You can get the video if you want to on our YouTube channel at Funnel Hacker TV. But right now what's going to happen is I go through this, I'm going to be presenting what we call a principle that we've referred to as funnel stacking. It's what Russell went through at our live event at Funnel Hacking Live in San Diego. This funnel stacking principle, what he basically covered was the three core funnels and how they work together. The idea behind this is to make sure that you actually lace together different funnels to maximize your client value, your lifetime value of your client, and most importantly, how they all tie together and why ClickFunnels is such an important tool in your business. So with that said, I mentioned this to be audio and video. I'll make sure that everything I talk about that people are seeing on the screen, that you guys understand it here as well. But there's three different funnels. The first one's the Tripwire funnel. Second is the Webinar funnel. Third one's High Ticket funnel. All three of these will be covered at three separate episodes here on Funnel Hacker Radio. If you want to see the actual videos, you can go to our YouTube channel, Funnel Hacker TV. But with this, let's dive right into the Tripwire funnel. And what we're going to be going through on this Tripwire funnel is helping people understand exactly what a Tripwire is, why it's so important, and how it actually ties in and is typically one of the very first steps in your funnel stacking events. So the very first thing you're going to see is you typically have an opt-in page. For us, we end up doing a free plus shipping offer here for our Tripwire funnel. On there, we had a two-step order form that was part of the shipping. Then we have an OTO, one-time upsell. We also have one-time downsell, another one-time upsell, and then a thank you page. And the thank you page has what we refer to as an offer wall. And I'll kind of cover that as we go through this. What we're going to be talking about right now, though, is the Tripwire funnel that we did that's really helped us build ClickFunnels. And that was utilizing Russell's book, the .com Secrets book. Now, if you don't have this book, I'm totally shocked. But if you don't, and if you want to funnel hack this, the place to go will be to funnelhackerradio.com/book. And there you can get a copy of the free book. You can also funnel hack all this and utilize this in your business. So for those of you who are seeing this on the screen, basically what you're seeing is the landing page. For those who are listening to this on audio, what you're going to see is on our landing page is we have a two-step order form. Now, it was kind of crazy for us here because we actually got higher opt-in rates on our two-step order form than we typically even do on some of our normal opt-in pages. I'll go through the mechanics of a two-step order form in just a second. But there's two metrics I want to make sure that you guys are aware of and things that you're recording and being utilizing in your business and tracking. First thing is going to be, what's your cost to acquire a customer, CAC? You got to know, how much does it cost you to actually get someone in as a customer? And again, a customer we're talking about here is a buyer. I want to make sure we know what's our cost for a customer. In addition to that is, what is your average cart value? Because if you can take a look at your average cart value, and if your average cart value exceeds your cost to acquire a customer, you've got a home run there. Because now, basically, all of your marketing is paid for through your average cart value. So with all that said, what you're looking at here is our two-step order form. And on the two-step order form, you have your information as far as where we're going to ship this to, and then the billing information. Again, as I mentioned before, we typically get about 20 to 50% more of our people who hit this page and actually filled it out, which is really kind of crazy because it's actually more people than we had on some of our other opt-in pages. So on here, you're going to see the very first thing is the name, email address, and phone number, and then their shipping address. You then would click on get the free book now, and it then takes you to your billing information. So when they click that button, we already now have the majority of their information. We have their name, their email address, their phone number, and their shipping address. Then goes to the second page where they then fill in all of their credit card information and realize this, again, it's a free plus shipping offer. Basically, the book retails for $19.95, but we bought it for you and we're basically going to give it to you away for free. All we're asking is that you pay $7.95 for shipping anywhere in the world. That was the offer. That's on the opt-in page. What we found as we started kind of taking a look at this here is the numbers that we ran across here is we had about 200,000 visitors hit the page. out of those 200,000 visitors, 35,352 filled out the first part of that two-step order form. And of those 35,000 that filled out the first part, 27,636 people actually bought it. So they filled out the second part of that two-step order form. That's a 14% conversion rate. Crazy, crazy, awesome numbers. We were super excited about that. The key to this, though, is once they got to the second part of that order form, was we had an order form bump. Now, when you're taking a look at, again, this on video, what you're seeing is on the second part, as far as your billing information, you've got the .com Secrets free book at $7.95. They enter in their credit card information. And then in a little, in a pop-up box right there on the order form itself, that's where the order form bump is. And it has a, it's in yellow, says, yes, I want the audio book, with a red arrow pointing to the little thing where they were going to check. And again, what you're going to hear, I'm going to read this basically to you as far as what was actually in there. And that one-time offer, it's only $37. And if you want the new audiobook, the version of the .com Secrets book, plus a bonus of an unpublished chapter showing you how to get unlimited leads to any of your websites, click yes to this to add this to your order for just a single payment of $37. This offer is not available at any other time or place. Ship me the book now. That's what's on the second page of that. Again, we had 27,000 people who basically went through that and checked that. A couple of key things I want to make sure you understand about this is that the idea, some of the things we've learned in going through the pricing here is we have that one-time offer, only $37 in red, and it sticks out real key there. And some of the main things we kind of put on there is it kind of goes back to, you know, the whole idea as far as McDonald's, old, you know, do you want fries with that? That's the idea behind this order form bump. And so what we ended up doing here is for $37, and we actually put that in there in red and high, we want to make sure they understood it. And the reason for that was that we found that we actually got a fewer people refunding that than if we didn't have, if we tried to hide it. So we wanted to make sure that we had solid buyers on this and they actually understood and knew what they're buying. So we put it in red, we made sure it was out there and so that it actually stood out. And again, two different things you can always do. One is you can try to hide it, get higher conversions, but you get a higher refund rate. We wanted to be real open, real clear about this, and that's why we did it that way. So with that said, it was kind of fun. We ended up having one of our inner circle members come back to us and just was so impressed by all the results we were getting that he actually inputted this in his own, in his business as well, and his numbers went crazy. And just one of the things he basically said here was, so initially I didn't have one. I decided I wanted one. Haha. So all I did was remove the bonus that he was giving that was $197 as an upsell, and he made it a $17 order bump. He says, right now that's converting at 26%. It was from Dean Hall, and he basically said, it's like free money. Haha. So understand, guys, the idea here is, and one of the main reasons we actually put this order form bump in there is we found that a lot of times you're going to see people getting 3, 4, 5, and 6 OTOs afterwards or upsells, and it just becomes almost embarrassing. We used to do it all the time, and we found out that basically people loved our product, but they hated the process. So you can actually use what would typically have been an OTO or one-time upsell and use that as your order form bump here. And you'll see that it actually helps your conversions all the way through your funnel. So that was some of the stuff that we ended up doing in this. I want to kind of go through what the average cart value was to help you understand the importance of that order form bump. So just from the free plus shipping. So again, it was $7.95. Our average cart value for that piece alone was $219,706. But by adding that additional order form bump, we actually more than doubled what we came in. In other words, we got almost 220,000 from the free plus shipping. But from the order form bump, we added another 286,000. In other words, our total revenue for our, at this point right now, as far as our cart, was $506,012.20. Or our average cart value throughout this trip so far is $18.31. So for every book we gave away, we brought in $18.31. Now, the next thing here as far as the upsell number one, I want to kind of make sure you understand as we're kind of going through this here, how all this works. So they've now gone in and they bought the book. They may have or may not selected the order form bump, But now what's going to happen is now they're going to get to receive now another order, the opportunity to have an OTO here. Now, the key here is when you're selling information products, I want to make sure you guys understand this. You've got to make sure that the very next product that you have in your funnel here is something that's going to be, what's the next step for them? In other words, you cannot sell them the same thing in a different format unless you're doing supplements. If you're doing supplements, it works fine because that's exactly what people want. As weird as it sounds, when we were doing our supplement funnel earlier, the very first thing was one bottle, the next upsell was three bottles, the next upsell was six, which again, seems ludicrous. They haven't even received any of the product, but just due to the fact that they're excited about the product, they want more of it before they've even tried it. It works real well there. It does not work that well when you're looking at an information product or anything like that. So when we're looking at those types of things, it's, again, it kind of goes back to the idea as far as having an itch. And that is, once a person scratched that itch, or they believe that what they bought will scratch that itch for them, that itch has now been satisfied. And you've got to give them something next. Or in other words, what would be the very next logical thing that they would need to be able to satisfy whatever the total business line is that you're looking at? So for us, what it was we wanted to make sure that the next thing they got were instant traffic hacks. That was our next product. Now, a couple things to make sure you understand, for those of you guys who aren't seeing this, and that is, when on that OTO, you've got to make sure that you let them know that their order is not yet complete. To send them to what they would perceive to be a thank you page will totally destroy your conversions here. So at the top of our page here, it says, your order is not yet complete. Do not close this page. Please watch the short video below. The idea here is we want to make sure that people understand there's still more to come. And by doing that, it actually helps them understand that, you know what, they actually could add additional things very, very simple to their order. And that's what we talked about throughout this whole step here. So the idea is you want to make sure that you keep that buying loop open. If the buying loop gets closed, again, your conversions on this will be terrible. So we went with a little bit higher price point here. We did $197. And for us, it's where we wanted to be because we wanted to have a higher average cart value. We knew we probably wouldn't have as many takers on it, but we wanted to accomplish more as far as an average cart value, and that's why we went with this. So at the top of it was a video. And again, real quick, as far as on the opt-in page, videos for us have never really converted that great on the opt-in pages, but they work awesome on our OTO pages. So we ended up doing an OTO with that, with Russell's video there. Again, it's a short video, 6, 7, 8 minutes, talking to them about what they're gonna get by buying the instant traffic hacks. Now, I wanna kinda go through what the numbers were here. So the upsell numbers at this point was, we had 28,458 visitors to this page. Of that, 1,274 people purchased $197 instant traffic hacks. The conversion on that purchase rate was 4% then. Now, let's talk again. I've tried to focus so much here on the average cart value because that's what you guys need to be focused on your tripwires. The average cart value before this was $18.31, where our total revenue, again, was right around $506,000. This one OTO added almost another 50% in revenue. We went from the people buying that, those 1,274 people who bought the $197 product, added another $250,978. Or in other words, now our total revenue is $756,990. Our average cart value went from $18.31 to $27.39. Huge, huge increase just by adding that OTO. Again, a couple things to remember on your OTOs. Make sure that you keep the buying loop open and that your next thing in your OTO is the next thing or the next step, logical step that they would need to take to accomplish whatever their long-term goal in this process is. Now, as far as the downsell, what we ended up doing on the downsell was a real quick video. If they chose no, they didn't want that, you know, we basically said, wait, if you need help, let me finance it for you. And then we just did a payment program there. We could either do three payments of $97. It was basically what we ended up doing, and it was add to cart, three payments of $97. The next thing then was the upsell. And upsell number two here, is, again, it's the next logical step, and I cannot stress that enough to you guys. For us, we ended up going with our perfect webinar secrets. So they bought the .com secrets book. Now they understand that they're going to be buying, they're going to be receiving a book that talks all about how to start a business online. The next thing, logical step was, well, if I'm going to be doing that, I probably need to get traffic to it. So we ended up doing traffic. The second OTO is to get our perfect webinar secrets. And again, the reason behind this is for a lot of our buyers and everything else, the webinar is one of the main ways they're going to be able to bring in a ton of revenue and help in their business. So it was a logical step. Here on this, our price point was $297. And again, I can't stress enough, you've got to make sure the very top, for those of you guys who aren't seeing the video here, it says stop everything. And it says your order's almost complete. You don't want to miss this limited time offer. And then Russell goes through a quick little video here talking about the perfect webinar secrets, what they're going to receive, all that kind of stuff. And the numbers we ended up having on this, on our second OTO, was we had 24,615 visitors to this page, 439 bought. So it's a 2% conversion rate. But again, that's a 2% conversion rate, 439 buyers at the $297 price. So as far as our average cart value so far, we started off with our OTO from OTO number one at $250,000, brought us to our total revenue there at $756. Our average cart value at that point was $27.39. From this OTO, we added another $130,383. So our new total revenue at this point now is almost $900,000. It was $887,373.20. So our new average cart value is now $32.10. It's crazy, crazy numbers, because that basically means for every book that we're giving away, we're making $32.10. Crazy, crazy numbers. The last thing I want to talk to you about here, and that is the importance of the offer wall. Now they've gone through all the OTOs, they've gone through our sales funnel, know exactly where they're at, and now it's basically, this is our thank you page. But our thank you page is more than just a thank you page. We have three different steps to it. The first step shows them exactly how they can get access to it. So it says step number one, access your order here. Above that is a video. It's about 2 minutes of Russell basically talking about what they're going to be receiving, how all that works. The second step then is realize they just bought a book on how to make money online. So step number two is if you want to make more money with our affiliate referral program, here's how. And so now they can actually make money selling what they just bought. It's worked out great for us as far as adding new affiliates. The third thing is something I really want to spend some time here, and that is helping you understand this is a great place to put your other offers. That's why we call this the offer wall. So at the bottom, we have three different offers. The first one is to join the .com Secrets Labs monthly. It's a $497 marketing gift for free. Again, it's another free plus shipping offer. This now is our new Funnel University. The second one is to get the webinar script and the DVD shipped to you for free. Again, it's another free plus shipping offer. Realize this is the exact same webinar, perfect webinar script that we had as our OTO number two. So if they didn't buy that, they now have the option of going through and seeing all that again. The third thing then was if we want to basically provide them our 108 proven split tests, and this puts them again into another continuity program. So all three of those are three different ways that they can actually get back in and spend more money with us. So this is why we call it the offer wall. It works great on the thank you page, a place we definitely would encourage you guys to do. If for some reason you don't have the .com Secrets book, I'd be shocked. But if for some reason you don't, or you forgot the funnel that you went through to get it, what I'd encourage you guys to do is to go to funnelhackerradio.com/book, and you can actually go through this whole process, funnel hack this. That's the whole reason we want you guys going through it. Use this in your business. It's, again, it's been one of the things that has helped us build ClickFunnels was this book and this book funnel. So I want to make sure you guys understand how it works. Again, realize, please, I'll try to slow down here and try to drive this point home. CAC, ACV, massively important in your business. What is your cost to acquire a customer? You have to know that number. The next thing then is what's your average cart value? Again, if you can get that average cart value to equal or exceed your cost to acquire a customer, you can't spend enough money, because every dollar you spend, you're getting it right back. They're paying you to market to them. Understand those numbers. Now, I always get people saying, well, Dave, I don't have a book. or this only works for books. That is not the case at all. Tripwire funnels work for a whole bunch of different things. And I want to cover a couple of those things for you right now. In case you don't have a book, let's talk about a couple of things that you could actually end up doing. We talk about this in Russell's book, in his .com secrets book. The thing we refer to basically here is the secret formula. And that is, you got to know, who are you fishing for? Where are they at? What's the bait you're going to use? And what's the result you're trying to give? So with that said, let me show you a couple of the different types of things that you can end up doing in other niches as tripwire funnels. Trey Llewellyn, one of the, I think it was the second episode I ended up doing, he's done the targets. Again, basically his offer was claim 10 free round adhesive hyperactive targets. Yes, rush me my 10 free targets before they're gone. Again, he's in a different niche where they basically are, he's dealing with people who love guns and that whole niche. And because of that, that's the offer that he used, and he built a massive, massive business off of it. Literally seven, almost eight. In fact, by now it's in the eight figures off of giving away free targets. Another one, Perry Belcher ended up using, great, great marketer. And what he had was, here's a guy who basically had, Perry has a business where they sell custom tailored suits. Very hard thing you would think to sell online. How are you going to sell custom suits? Well, what he ended up doing is he knows that anybody who has custom suits loves the way that they look and most likely doesn't have just custom suits. They also have custom shirts. And with those custom shirts, the majority of those most likely will be shirts that have French cuffs. So what he ends up giving away are French cuff links. So his offer there is get this $38 pair of silver knot cufflinks for free as part of a huge FrenchCuffy.com national promotion. He's got a picture there of these French cuff knots. Yes, send me my free pair of silver knot cufflinks. And that's how he's, again, built a massive business selling custom suits by offering free tripwire for selling, for giving away cufflinks. Another one, Perry actually helped build also, and this is in the Survival Life business. It's actually Survival Life is the company. And this is to give away his credit card knife. And this credit card knife, I can tell you, I have, I think, five of them now. I funnel hacked this so many times, and it actually, as we were driving, I was with my kids, my third son has really gotten, we actually stopped in Vegas, and living in California, people are like, oh my, we can't buy anything at a convenience store like you can buy in Vegas. So we stop in Vegas, and what's my son find? But a knife. He said, Dad, you can actually buy knives right here in Vegas. So he bought a knife, and as I was sitting there, as we're driving, I said, well, Christian, you know, I can actually get that knife for free. And he's like, you can? How? And so I told him basically about this whole Survival Life page, how it all ties together. So as we're driving, he's online, and he got so hooked into the idea of a credit card knife for free. And then from there, you get a high-end knife and all these different things. So I think we ended up buying four or five or six of those things on the drive as we were heading up to Boise. So again, crazy, crazy offers that you can do. Realize that the tripwires, they work. It sucked in my 13-year-old son to the point where we spent a couple hundred bucks driving from Southern California up to Boise. Understand the tripwire is a massive, massive success in your business. It's something you'll absolutely crush. So with all that said, I want to make sure that you understand as we start wrapping things up here, the importance of the tripwire, again, is to understand your cost to acquire a customer and your average cart value. Get those things to equal or exceed, and you're off the races. But if for some reason they don't, realize the tripwire is still one of the best ways of acquiring a customer. So we love working with you guys. Funnel hack us. That's the whole reason we provide all this content out there, is to make sure that it works for you. Again, funnelhackerradio.com/book. Go get it, guys and gals. Thanks so much for everything, guys and gals, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar, and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.